So I don't recall exactly what we're holding. We started the introduction to Reish and Dalad in the Bialocha. He brings from the Sefer to Sefer Shabbos, Tosef Shabbos, an introduction to the Sugya. Now we're holding in the wide lines of the Bialocha. And I'm going to pick up the beginning of the third wide line. In case where the meat is directly on the coals, and it's already partially cooked from before Shabbos to the point of Machab and Trusoy, So he said before, by food, we had, by Tavshal, cooked food, we had a machloikus, whether it was cooked machab and drusoy, is shehi a mutter. By tzli, everybody agrees that it's mutter. But tzli, hamunach al gecholim, can't see where it's directly on the coals, vare shori. Kesho machab and drusoy, tchei gavle vare lo yichata achar machab and drusoy, it's already cooked to the point that it's edible. So it's going to get cooked more, but really you can use it as is. So the mechata, you can use it as is. The mechata, you might end up burning it, and in a short period of time, especially when it's directly on the coals, will cook. So there's no reason for the person to be mechata. Okay, so this is talking about Basar of a Gedi. Basar Sherba A's, so an A's is already older. Sirlo Laramam of Machar B'Shurik Shutuch Petit, Bubasecha Taner. So there's a new heter of the, if it's Tuch Petit. What's that about? Mitam, the Vali Lo Yiftach Hataner Lechatui, because you'd have to open up the Taner to do Chitui. The air coming in causes the meat to become hard. Okay. However, if that's the logic, that's only if it's open inside of the tanner. But if it's inside of a pot, which then it doesn't harden from the air coming in. So, if it's partially cooked, even though it's you're roasting it, it's pot roast, it's not cooking, it's a tavsho with liquid. So we're worried about the possibility that the person will open up the tanner and do chitui. So we have two concerns over here.
Why are we worried?
Well, let me speak it out. So we have two concerns over here. We have one concern. The concern is that shem yechata. We have a few different ways of addressing that. We have one addressing that by if it's the type of meat which will cook quickly without being mechata. The person is not, or it's a type of, it's cooked enough that the person will not be monami mechatet because the chances are being mechatet, you're gonna burn it, you're gonna overcook it. Or because in some scenarios where the door is sealed, the door is, when you open it up and the air comes in, it causes the meat to come out not good. So he says, in a case where it's in a pot, you don't have that second svara, and therefore we are concerned about the possibility of the person coming to mechatet. In the case where it's directly on the coals, so obviously you don't care about the fact that it's going to be burnt because you put this meat directly on the coals, so you don't care. So then we are afraid shem yichat. So those are the explanations of the Gemara why it's mutter in certain cases, and what the exceptions to those cases will be. So let's go back. The more in Shabbos, which we started with. Brought from, we have one Mishnah which says that you could roast things before Shabbos in a tanner which is sealed, And one said, "Ain't selling baser bay or baser long kadesh yitzelam b'bayoyim." You have to make sure that it's roasted by daytime. You cannot roast it going into Shabbos. So the more gave these answers. So like this, hold the mashani hasam b'bisra agumri. So when it's bisra agumri, so then we're afraid that he'll be mechata because apparently he doesn't care about the fact that it's going to burn. Over there, you're not afraid he's going to be mechata because it'll burn. And it's talking about a case where it's sealed. So in a case where we are, if it's abis agumah, we are afraid he's giving mechata. But if it's cooked to machu bandru soy, we say he's not giving mechata anymore, because it's really edible as is. And if it's going to cook some more on its own, if you're mechata, you're probably going to burn it. Gumri is the coals. Coals are ladasa mechabrika. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch presents it. Abadasa Rosh, Vatur Shevi Arab Bahago. Ikat Harman the Shar Begdim Mishum the Kashale Zika Mulamigali Kisu Shalatan. The main point over here is not that you're not going to bechata because you might burn it. The main point over here is because of the air coming in is going to affect it. Therefore, Bezesh Shari Af Kishapiatan Mechusa, Penetopatitav. That's the argument, even if it's not sealed, you're not going to want to open the door. And that's true by Gedi, because the meat is soft, and it'll be affected by the air coming in. Awa Bebaracha, which is the older goat, Lo Shari Alekdavka Kishul Tuch Petit Some of a Kisui. There, the air coming in doesn't affect as much. So it's not the heter. The heter is because it's sealed. Okay, Gavul Lekamechus Lechitui. He's not we're not afraid that he's gonna go in order to Mechata and take out the seal. Therefore, according to that argument, even if it's in a pot, it's mutter. It's totally open. That's why it's also. So everybody agrees with this argument. Once it reaches Machal Mandrusoy, we're not afraid the person is going to Mechata, because again, it's edible as is. It will cook more on its own. And to be Mechata, you're going to end up just making things probably worse. Okay? So that's the Rama is going to bring the shita. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Abba Bisha Basar Chai Mutar LaHashar. So we said before that Basar Chai, you're allowed to leave it raw going into Shabbos. Hani Mele Bikder told me a case where it's in a pot, so it will not cook quickly enough for the night meal. For the day meal, it will cook even without stirring the coals. So stirring the coals is a total waste of effort. For the nighttime, it won't help, and for the daytime, it's going to happen anyway. So therefore, we're not afraid. He'll be mechat. That's only if it's in the pot. Al butzli, sheitzolayish. If you have a case where it's roasting, open, not inside of a pot. It's not pot roast. It's open, it's roasting by a fire. Also, lahanicho esamel lechoshech. You cannot put it down right before Shabbos. Shemamayr leads bashal, because roasting goes more quickly, and it is possible to use it for the night meal. So that for them, we're afraid that he might try and stir the coals to make it go a little more quickly. Okay. Comes on Shulchan Aruch and says, however, v'hani mili, v'basar shor o'ez, it's either the meat of a cow, bull, steer, or an older goat. So there's a concern that a person might be mechata because it won't burn, but you'll get it cooked earlier for the night meal. avosar gedi v'oif. A case of you have meat of a gedi or of a bird. Shema munuch tochim levorim. In a case where they're cut up, because if you roast them whole, it does take longer, and they function like the case of the barcha, etc. That we're not afraid he's going to burn it because it does take longer to roast. And then the chashash is he might be mechata. But a case where it's cut into pieces, the pieces roast much more quickly. So mutter the chashidim lechitu. The person won't do chitu in that situation. He does chitu in the gecholim. It's going to burn. Pirish yetsim begeder etzli because it's begeder hanisra. Yiskarach means it won't be considered. I'm sorry, see.
Yikonis begeder what?
Hanisraf. So Yiskarach means that it won't be considered roast, it'll be considered burnt. So Yiskarach abosser. Shenu tzarech ela chamimah so esh bavad. So the meat of a gedi, because it's soft, and therefore it's it roasts more easily, just the regular heat is going to do it, and the person stirring the coals will make it worse, not better. But by the meat of a shor or an aes, there we're afraid that in a case of basar chai, he might be, in a case of tzli, he might be mechat. Maybe with hotter. With hook, peeve, but it
roast more easily.
A gedi and an oif. Which are cut, no, young, a young goat. A gedi and an oif. Yeah, shame, which are cut into pieces. So there we're afraid that it'll roast more quickly. There it will roast more quickly. We're not afraid he'll stir it up the coals because it'll burn. But by the case of the basar of a shor or an aes of an adult goat, so it'll roast more quickly, it'll cook more quickly than cooking in the pot and liquid, so that there's no heter of chai, because it's still available for the night meal. And we are afraid he might be mechata b'kecholim, because they won't burn so easily, and he'll be mechata b'kecholim to make sure that it's cooked enough for the night meal. And that's the Bir Lacha pointed out, but if it's cooked kemacha ben drusoi, like we'll see in Sif Beis, then why should we mechata? So then basar tzli will be mutter when it's cooked kemacha ben drusoi. When it's raw, it's not going to be mutter by the case of shor and aes, because you might be mechata. If it's cooked kemacha ben drusoi, we're not afraid he'll be mechata. Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome. Now, what about if it's in the tanner and you sealed the mouth of it? Ben gediva oif shlemim ben basar shor eis mutter lachashin lachitui. Once the opening to the tanner is sealed, we're not worried about, even though these things really should be a problem of chitoy, they're not a problem of chitoy. Shem bo'al diftorach ha-taner v'l'chato is tikonos ha-ruach v'yisena ha-taner v'yiskasha ha-boser v'yafsim. A person under those circumstances will open up the oven to stir the coals. Meanwhile, the air gets in and the resulting cooked meat does not taste good. Roasted meat does not taste good.
What do you mean shleimim?
No, shleimim. Whole as opposed to cut into pieces. Because he said that by gedi and oif, which are cut into pieces, roast easily. If they're whole, a whole gedi or a whole oif, so then that functions like basar shor or aes. Okay. So there we're not afraid. He's going to open the tanner and be mechata.
We're not afraid?
We're not afraid because it's sealed. And if he opens it up, okay, the air will come in and it will cause the meat to not come out good. Hagav ein chiluk zeh ben im hu b'chai legamri or shishbashal ksas. So this heter of sealed works whether it's totally raw or partially cooked. It doesn't make a difference. The definition of shalom versus cut into evorim is that the main body of the gedi or the oif is still intact, even though the head and the legs have been removed. Okay, it's out there more, but yesh machmir. Serving the batan or tuch betit, hakol shari. So tana tuch betit, yes, everything is mutter. That's not a kumra. There is a kula here. What's the kula? The kula is like the Rilach pointed out, if it's in a pot. So they learned that the hatter is not because of air getting in. They learned the hatter is because the person wouldn't go through the tircha of taking out all of the tits. By the time he does that, he'll remind himself that Shabbos and he won't do it. So we're not worried about that happening. So it means even if it's inside of a pot, which according to the first sheet, the case was in a pot, we're not worried about the air coming in and causing it to harden. So they don't have that hetter. According to this pshat, you have that hetter. So what's the chumrah? The chumrah is all the way around. That's the kula. What is the yesh machmirim? But al gabei eish shumagula kol aser. What? I don't know what you said.
What do you mean the chumrah is the other way around? That's a kula.
The Ramos of the yesh machmirim. So he brings the second opinion, which is machmer. The second opinion is also makel. So I'm pointing out there are elements of kula in the second opinion, but they're all elements of chumrah. So I just explained the case of kula. And I said, so where's the chumrah? Chumrah is in the opposite case. Not in the case where we said, according to the first opinion, the heter is because of the air coming in. And basically, I'm saying the kula now. According to the first opinion, the heter is because the air is, you're not going to open it up when it's sealed because the air is going to come in and mess up the food. According to that opinion, the first opinion, so in case it's in a pot where the air doesn't affect it, we have a problem. It's going to be a problem of shehiyah. According to this opinion, even if it's in a pot, we're not worried about the person's going to go through the process of opening it up. So he says, so far all he told me is kulas. Even if it's in a pot, according to the first opinion, it's also in this opinion saying it's mutter. So that's a kula so far. So where's the chumrah? The chumrah is the other way around. What's the other way around? When it's not in the tanner, and it's not sealed. In a case where the tanner is open, and it's doesn't mean it's directly on the fire, it means it's above the fire. So according to the first opinion, we had a heter by Basar Gedi. And this opinion holds, no, even by Basar Gedi, it's Aser. That's the Chumrah. Okay. All right. So where is the case where Gedi is Mutter? Gedi is Mutter inside of the oven. So where's the case where we differentiate between a gedi and other types of meat? The case where the piv is mechusa, but it's not sealed. So the shita is adding a case where it's always mutter, a case where it's always aser, and a case where we have the between gedi and other types of meat. So that's what the second opinion is adding over here. Excuse me. I don't know why everything has to be so complicated. Okay. Sif. It means a person would want to have, you know, he said he has a barbecue type of, he has a grill. He wants to turn on the grill before Shabbos and put the meat over there with the grill and let it keep going. You'll come to the Friday Suda, he'll have freshly barbecued meat. And that's where we'd have this scenario. That'd be the scenario which we're talking about. It's out of the oven, usually it's in a pot. It's the cotter. Okay, so the first,
you don't need liquid to become slikadar?
No, then it's called bishul. Sikkara is it's a what pot roast. I mean, the point is that the only liquid really you have is the liquid of that its own liquid coming out. So there is liquid there, but its own liquid coming out. That's called sikkara. Okay.
What its own liquid is coming out?
When you roast a meat, liquid comes out. If it's in a pot, it'll sit in its own liquid. If it's roasted, not in a pot, just over the fire, the liquid which comes out falls into the fire and burns. If it sits in a pot, so it'll it ends up roasting, roasting, but it has liquid, so it sits in its own liquid. So it takes longer than straight roasting, but it's not the same thing as cooking, where you're adding other liquid besides. Okay. So the Bir Locha brought all the Gemara, so we understand the two different shitas over here. Okay, so we said Basar Chai is mutar l'hashoisa. Shehi is mutar on Basar Chai. Hanu she mutar litin l'chatkila hashoisa gabi kira b'taner filo imanim grufim miktumim. You have a kira, you have a taner. It's not gorv, not katzum. You're allowed to put it there, the chachila, the kimon shukai, since it's raw, masir datu, mimenu, ad lamokhar, it's not ready for the night meal anyway, because it's not enough time. For the day meal, it'll end up being ready, whatever you do. So a person just masir datu, it, cholai le yochel, yispasha, balachita, kanal, balachita, shim, and reisha, gimbal. So that, halah, heter, a basur chai, is hani mila b'kdeir. Al b'tzli, sheitzel eish, shafila im tzayla, es a tzli v'tanar. So this is true, but I'm not talking about necessarily an open fire, an open pit, barbecue. It's inside of a tanner. Of a tanner mechusa, and according to Mechaber, the tanner is covered. Ashena to a pit, but it's not sealed. Shechashin and sheyigala kisa v'echata shalom gecholim. So that we're afraid, in that situation, that by tzli, you can't say it's mesiyat das, because it's very possible the meat will be ready for the night meal. And they're afraid he might try and hasten the process to make it ready by stirring the coals.
By what? Tzle?
By stirring the coals.
By tzle?
By case of tzle. Now the Lashon Mechaber is tzle etzleish. Lafuke tzikara. Over here it's coming lafuke not within a tanner as opposed to an open fire. Etzleish doesn't, inside the tanner also it's called etzleish. As opposed to when it's in a pot, then it's not etzleish, it's in the pot. The pot is next to the fire. So tzikara, dinner kibbe kadeira, umuchala shursa b'chai. So tzikara has a kula, that it does have the special heter of basar chai. The basar chai you're allowed to leave, you're allowed to dush shihir. Okay. The other thing that the mechaber is walking between is we have tzli etzel eish as opposed to tzli in a pot. We also have as opposed to tzli directly on the fire. Here it's next to the fire. So, because it would be nosal gabi hu eish mamish. The shom afilu b'basur gedi osur kilekamay kamam esif gimel ayin shalmat ha. There, if you put it directly on the coals, obviously you don't mind the fact that it should burn, because otherwise you wouldn't be putting on the coals. So there we are afraid the person might be mechat. So now we're talking about a case where it's li eitzel ha'esh, so it's not in a pot, which has the heter basar chai, it's not al gabi gecholim, which has the heter that we have the concern of shema yechata, because he doesn't care, apparently. Rather, it's eitzel ha'esh, so that you cannot put it some of the chashecha, because we're afraid. So what do you need to do? Also lihash hanichoy. Imloish yeshos. We vajayim liyos nitzah kol kach shiya mistamek uravla. It has to be have enough time to cook before Shabbos to the point where it's fully cooked, and now it's ready getting to the point of mistamek uravla. Then you're not going to be mechat. It's not worse than any other case of Shehiya. Michael Ben Drusoy is moderate, according to the second opinion, the beginning of Reshna Gimel. According to the first opinion, Reshna Gimel Shehiya Anna Michael Ben Josoy is not mutter. Shehiya Adabra, which is Mavusha Kulturka, is not mutter. Only if it's Matsama Viralo. Okay. What are we worried about? Shemim Marley special. Hey. And he might come in Mechata. Kazakhad Mesimir Shagimel, the Mina Kitney is a Yeroka, Shard the Worm Rachim. Any type of soft food. Philip Kader, even by Kader, Mimar on the special. They cooked quickly, even in a pot, as opposed to meat. Meat takes some time. Okay, now Philip Kai, Hashidan Bahu Shema, Bahan Shema Yechata, and the Mohammed Sifhei, sorry, Bisifches, Bir Lachasha. So the Heter Kai only applies to meat, it doesn't apply to other types of foods. So I put up raw rice, refrigerated person might be Mechata, because the logic of the heter of chai is it's not going to be ready for the night meal because it takes a long time to cook. For the day meal, it's going to cook whether you're mechata or not. So why should a person be mechata? For the night time, it won't help, and for the daytime, you don't need it. But other foods which cook more quickly, urakas, etc., they may be available for the night meal. So we are afraid a person might be mechata, and it's they don't have the heter of chai. Okay. And then he said that this that we're saying that a case of tzli etzel ha'esh where fresh shama yichata, that's only by basar shor ha'esh shul basar kosher b'tzarek bishul b'yoser shin l'chatzuyeh. It's a harder type of meat and it needs more time to cook over here, being cook over here being roasted. Therefore, afraid of mimachata abu basar gdi hainu gdi arach etzamon yang gdi. And they're cut into pieces. But the Mor says if it's not cut into pieces, it's whole. He's roasting the young goat whole. In that situation, there it doesn't cook as quickly, and then it does take some time, and we are afraid it'll be mechata. We're not worried about it getting burnt, and therefore we're worried about chitzu. So, but the basar gdiva, which are cut into pieces, is mutter. So it doesn't make a difference whether it's partially cooked or not. It doesn't make a difference. The point is these type of things you're not giving mechata because they will. Cook quickly, and there's no reason to be mechat. Over there, shemichata v'kacholim, it's going to burn. Shemichata v'tam zeh ein chilek beinim b'tzaleya b'tanner shapiv mechusa tzaleya megula etzaleish. The difference whether he's inside of a tanner with a cover on, no difference if it's out in an open pit. A kol shori, because you're not going to be mechata because it's going to burn. By the case of the gedi, Abu Yeshua Chirim, the Kavon, Kamei Ba'ago, Serbim, the Eno Mutter, Begedi, Ba'oiv, Kiim, Keshaseleo, Batano, Shapiv, Machusa, Rakshan, and Tuach, Batit. The case where there's a special kula of a gedi is in a case that's inside of an oven, and which is not sealed. That's the case of special heter of gedi. Some will say that to open up the tanner, see if it's open, I mean, the air is all around it. If it's sealed, we have this argument that the person wouldn't do the tircha of taking it off. But if it's just mechusa, so he might take it off. And mimechata, well, it depends. If it's by gedi harach, which is cut into pieces, or oif, he won't do that because it's kashle zika, well, he used to pay a taner. Whereas by other things which are not kashle zika, he might be mechata. But if he's doing it in open, so we don't have, it's the inrush of air which is damaging to it. If it's out in the open, it roasts like anything else. So then we're afraid he'll be mechata. But if it's in a tanner and tuach tit, it's not just covered, but it's actually sealed. So then, even by the harder meats, we're afraid that the wind, when you unseal it and let the air in, that's going to be damaging. But if that's the logic, but if it's in a pot, which doesn't have the same effect because the pot's protecting it from the air, so to a petit doesn't help. Because the whole argument is because it's going to get hard. Well, it's not going to get hard. But we should say a different argument. The fact that you sealed it indicates you're planning to see a das and not planning to mechatus. Maybe that should make a mutter. Okay, it's a good argument. That's we'll see later on. Okay. The Rambam came along and said, so that we're afraid of Shem Yechat and it's usher, whether it's raw or it's partially cooked, it doesn't make a difference. Go back in all the cases. There's no difference whether it's fully raw or in special ksas. When it's usher, it's usher. When it's mutter, fine. But now, the close of Dafka binyonenu, the Marlin sleep. This is all this chiluk which we're making here is all halacha and tzli. When you kadeiru, if it's cooking, or it's tzikader, the gam kain dinu kadeiru, it's pot roast, which has a din like cooking, not like roasting. There, yesh chiluk ben chay, l'nis pashal ksatz. That's the din of simmeration and gimel. We differentiate if it's partially cooked or not. V'chay mekilinon, l'itnu samach l'chashecha. By case, when it's raw, you're allowed to put it in right before chashecha starts. Bain Basar Shor, Bain Basar Gadiboy, no time, all meats are the same. When it's Basar Ksas, also feel a bit Basar Gadiboy, Shem Yechat. And it's partially cooked, we are afraid it might be Mechat. That's true, even though we said being Mechat by the case of a Gadi might damage it. Over here, we're Choshesh. Why the Shar Boy Heheter, she's Yecharach Al Yerechitui. Because the whole hetter was that you're not going to be mechata because it's going to cause it to burn. What's in a pot, it won't burn. Said that the definition of partially cooked. According to the first opinion, the definition of fully cooked means fully cooked. Even mitzamber yavel is a problem. It's only mutter when it's mitzamber adli. Eishar min sham stir lehu, the kibbutz is bashal kamaychon d'soy, nikr bishul gomer, mutter litna al gabi akira, the tanner shen agar b'kot. So that's called cooked enough, the people are not giving mechata, and therefore you're allowed to do shekhiya on a tier and a tanner, which is not gorev. Okay. Then he said it was a mevushal ksas. In a case where it's we have this heter of tzuach betit, so it's a heter even though it's within tzuach success. The ilu yochel he tells me yom sli haroy, but if it's going to get fully cooked before Shabbos, filo b'sa shor is mutter. They hold if it's sealed, it's mutter. Feel the bakter and his spouse says, even though it's in a pot and it's partially cooked, we're not afraid he's going to open it up and do kitui. why should we be afraid he's going to open it up and do that? Not because the wind is going to affect it, the air coming in is going to affect it, because simply because it's a tircha. We figure by that point in time, if he'll do it, he'll be maseiach das b'chlal. If he does do it, by the time he finishes opening it up, he'll remember the Shabbos.
By the time he finishes opening
one, in case the oven is sealed, by the time he finishes opening up the seal and taking out the cover, he'll remember that it's Shabbos and not do any chitui. Yeah. So again, so he said this sita said. It's mutter. You're not afraid of chitu because it's sealed. And in this sense, he's being makel. He's makel because he's had the second yud aleph. The water makel and more balishin yesh machmirim. The alvah gav dinyan zehu kula. Mishum de betzlisha dona kamina be hu chumra. We're being matter a case of tzlikader, which according to mechaber was also this case of mutter. But that's not our point. The point is when it comes to hilchos sli. Mechaber is Mekel, and this sheet is Machmer. Even with regards to Tzikador, it's the opposite. With regards to Tzli, which is the topic of, on the table, the Lashon of the Ramah is correct that this sheet is more Machmer than the Mechaber.
But we're sealed. Wouldn't this heter apply even to Tzli Mamish?
So what does the Yeshua Mechirim say? The Yeshua Mechirim says in a case where it's Tana Tuch Betit HaKol Shori, right? Even Kedei Rav and Yisbash HaKsas.
And even Sli, no?
Oh, for sure. Sli for sure. The Mechaber said Sli is Mutter, and the Shit is also saying Sli is Mutter. The Mechaber said Sli is Mutter, but not when it's in a pot.
I'm sorry.
And this sheet is saying even if it's in a pot, it's mutter.
Right.
So in what way is lashon mamish? It's a kula. It's not a chumra. He says, yeah, the guy in a pot, it's a kula. The guy with sealed, it'll be a chumra. What's the chumra? Not the case where it's sealed.
Right.
It's the next case. Right. Okay, come here, like we're going to say in the next case. But al gabi eshu magula kol aser. Al gabi eshu tesu avenz. It's somewhere al gabi chol and mamish. Doesn't mean on the fire, on the coals. Does that feel the machaber kol aser? What should word come up with sebeis? That's from eight slash, it means near the fire. Well, the fugim. It's not alo esh mamish, it means eight slash esh. Okay.
Next to
next, it's
just not touching the coals, like on a grate.
Right, correct, yeah. Well, the fugim is elementasa machabra, so the machabra held by Basar Gedi, Shemutra Beni Mitzalea Batana Bishabib Machusa. The Mechaber said, by case of Gedi, whether it's on the fire, whether open, whether it's inside of the tanner, as long as it's not sealed. The Mechaber said, if it's leib b'tana shapi mechusa, and it's going to be. But eitzel eish. Gdi is mutter. You're not afraid about chitui. In the case where it's we're afraid. In the case where it's tana mechusa shenem to a petit, we're afraid of megala kisa v'chata shom v'gecholim. That's when we said that it is Asr. Eitzel Eish is Asr, and Mechusa, but not sealed, is Asr. And then we say, however, by case of Gedi, that whether it's open or whether it's in a tanner which is mechusa, it's according to Mechaber, it's mutter by gedi. And here we're saying, according to this opinion, that no, open is aser and mechusa is mutter. But according to this opinion, in the case where it's covered, is inside a tana which is mechusa, that is going to be mutter. But a case where it's eitzel, it's open directly on the fire and not mechusa at all, but even by basar gedi, it's going to be aser. Because there's this new argument of kashal lezika, which the Machaber only used kashal lezika in a case where it's sealed. This sheet is going to use it in a case where it's not sealed, it's just covered. So then you have the heter. But Megul Eitzel Eish, according to this sheet, it's going to be aser. Okay, let's hold it here.